Once again, my name is Eduardo, and the title of my presentation is Agronomical, Physiological, and Biochemical Effect of 1-NCP on the Growth and Yield of Cotton. For this presentation, I divided it in a few topics. An introduction, which will include issues regarding to cotton crop, cotton first abscission problem, and also I will clarify what 1-methylcyclopropane stands for and how it works. I will give you our hypothesis and objective, and I will be presenting data from 2 field studies and 1 grown room study, and I will finish with a brief summary. As we all know, cotton belongs to the genus Gossypium and family Malvaceae. Here in the United States is a very important cash crop. Last year we have over 10 million of acre cultivated with cotton, which result in almost a 20 million of bale of cotton. And what's unique about cotton is originally it is a perennial plant, and now we cultivate as an annual, has an indeterminate gravel habit, and present a very complicated and complex fruiting dynamics, and is very responsive and sensitive to environment and management. Here I have a graph with the yield in the state of Arkansas since 1980 until the year 2006. As we can see here, it has a positive trend, although with a lot of variability. Next, I have the price of cotton since 1980 as well. As we can see here, we have a lot of variability, and unlike the yield, it has a negative trend. My point here in this slide is to point out that farmers are facing problems with high variability in yield and low prices. Ahead of these problems, we came up with a new challenge for the cotton crop, which we believe that they are decreased the yield variability and increased yield potential without substantial increase in cost. To achieve that, we need to understand and decrease the cotton fruit abscission. According to the literature, about 65% of the potential fruit are lost due to abscission. The main effect of abscission is stress, mainly regarding to high temperature and draw. Physiologically, what occurs when plants are in stress is that they increase the production of ethylene. This triggers the synthesis of enzymes such as cellulase and polygalacturonidase, which will degrade the cell wall and cause the abscission. So here I have a work done by Lipin Morgan, where they show the relationship with the high ethylene production in the flower and the abscission process, as shown in here. The role of 1-methylcyclopropane in this project is because it is an anti-ethylene compound. It is a new PGR developed by AgroFresh, and it is approved by the EPA to use in fruit and vegetable, and since now we have over 100 studies done with this compound. It works by decreasing or delaying the effect of ethylene, and the mode of action is that it occupies the ethylene receptor so that ethylene cannot go to the receptor site and elicit reaction. The affinity of 1-NCP to the receptor site is known to be 10 times greater than the ethylene, so it has a very high efficiency. It is a very stable and non-toxic compound, and its molecular weight is 54 gram and formula 6486. Here I have an illustration where I have the receptor site in the cell of the plant and the ethylene. So ethylene goes to receptor site, it causes a reaction, and this reaction is transmitted in the cell, and it will initiate the synthesis of enzymes which will cause the abscission. Next, I have an illustration again with the receptor site, and now with 1-NCP. Although 1-NCP is in lower concentration than the ethylene, because of the higher affinity to the receptor site, 1-NCP will go to the receptor site and block it so that the ethylene cannot go and elicit reaction. Only when new receptor sites are built into the plants, the ethylene can go to the receptor site and do its work. So with that, our hypothesis is that apply 1-NCP to cotton plant, we could inhibit its stress response due to the ethylene synthesis, and we could have less fruit abscission and higher growth weights, which could result in higher and less variable yields. Our object of our studies was to evaluate the 1-NCP effect on the physiology, fruiting dynamics, yield of cotton in field and controlled environment conditions. So we carry a field study in summer 2006 in Marianna, Arkansas, where our treatment consists of a control treatment. 1-NCP applied first flower with 10 grams of active ingredient per hectare. 1-NCP applied first flowers plus 2 weeks later. 1 MCP applied 4 times, 1 MCP applied fresh flowers plus picks. We apply 1 MCP with a CO2 backpack to deliver 20 gallons per rake, and we use the Edgevant AF400. The parameters that I'm presenting today is seed cotton yield and activity of the enzyme of the antioxidant enzyme glutathione. Our cultivar that we use here was a Deltathione 444, and we use a complete randomized design with 5 replication, and our statistical analysis be used on p-value of 0.05. Here is an overview of the experiment. Move on to the results. The seed cotton yield data show that 1 MCP treatment did not have any significant effect on yield. Although numerical data indicated that 1 MCP applied to fresh flowers plus 2 weeks later had an increase of about 250 pounds in the seed cotton yield. The activity of the enzyme antioxidant glutathione showed that all 1 MCP treatment had lower values of the activity of the enzyme, in which 1 MCP applied to fresh flower had significant lower values of the antioxidant glutathione, which indicates low level of stress in this treatment in comparison to the control treatment. In the summer of 2007, we carried out again a field study in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and as a result of the previous studies, we slightly changed our treatments, which consisted of a control treatment, 1 MCP applied pinhead square, 1 MCP applied to first flowers, and 1 MCP applied to first flowers plus 2 weeks later. Again, we apply it with a CO2 backpack, and 20 gallons per week was the rate that we used, and we used the AF400 adjuvant. The parameters that will be present will be seed cotton yield, chlorophyll fluorescence, and ball size. Again, the cultivar that we used was a Deltathione 444, and we used a randomized complete block design with 5 replications. Overview of the initial stage of the experiment. Move on to the results. Again, the seed cotton yield did not show any effect of any 1 MCP treatments. Numerical data indicate that 1 MCP applied to fresh flowers and fresh flowers plus 2 weeks later had an increment of about 350 pounds in the seed cotton yield. Measurements of chlorophyll fluorescence show that all 1 MCP treatment indicated higher yield values when in comparison to the control treatment. This implies a higher quantum use efficiency in the photosystem 2 of the 1 MCP treatment in comparison to the control, and also imply a low level of stress. To analyze the ball size, at the spraying date, we tag the white flowers that receive 1 MCP, so at the end we could see the balls that receive 1 MCP in comparison to the control treatment, and we collect these balls and analyze the weight of these balls. The data show that balls from node 5, which corresponds the ball that receive 1 MCP at the stage of first flower, show that 1 MCP the treatment 3 and treatment 4 had bigger balls, in which 1 MCP applied first flower had significant bigger balls than the control treatment. Balls from node 11, which correspond to the ball that received 1 MCP application at first flowers plus 2 weeks, show that the treatment 3 and treatment 4 have significant bigger balls than the control treatment. Move on to the grow room study. Our objective was to analyze the effect of 1 MCP on cotton flower viability. Our treatment consists of untreated white flowers collected 1, 2, 4, 8 days after application, and treated white flowers collected 1, 2, 4, 8 days after application. We carried our experiment in a large walking grow room, and again we used the cultivar Deltathione 444, and we used a randomized complete design. Our measurements consist of ethylene concentration and ball development. We use an airbrush spray to apply 1 MCP, and we use a plastic polyethylene chamber in the flower to collect air samples and run to the GC so we could analyze the amount of ethylene produced. And also, we're taking the balls and weight each day so we could see the size of the ball. Overview of the experiment. Move on to the results. the effect of 1-MeCP on ethylene concentration. So that 1-MeCP treatment one day after the application shows significant higher concentration of ethylene in the chamber when compared to the control treatment. This is due to because since ethylene is blocking the ethylene receptor site, so it's expected to have higher concentration of ethylene outside of the flowers. In the second day, we could see a significant lower values of ethylene concentration in the 1-MeCP treatment when compared to the control. Since 1-MeCP is in the day one had higher concentration, we expect that a feedback inhibition caused a lower concentration in the day two. A day four and the day eight, we didn't have any effect. In the ball developing, we could see that at day four and day eight, 1-MeCP treatment shows significant bigger balls than the control treatment, as you can see in the day four and day eight. So in summary, we have seen that cotton farmers are facing problems, especially with low prices and high variability in yield, in which 1-MeCP could be a short-term solution. And our studies show that 1-MeCP had positive effect on yield, showed lower levels of stress, which was indicated by the antioxidant glutathione and the chlorophyll fluorescence, increased the cotton ball size, and also changed the pattern of ethylene. Our future experiments will be to analyze the 1-MeCP effect on ACC synthase and ACC oxidase, which are enzymes that participate in the ethylene pathway, and also analyze the effect of 1-MeCP on the rest of the phytohormones. With that, I would like to thank for the support of AgroFresh and also the University of Arkansas. With that, I will be glad to answer any questions. Yes?
Your conclusion slide, you said that MCP had a positive effect on yields. In your yield data slides, you showed no significant difference.
Yeah, when I mentioned about the positive effects, was not significant, but it was numerically. That's saying positive. I'm not saying that was significant. I just say positive effect. I didn't say that. In increasing 250 pounds in the first year, in the second year, increasing 350. So had positive, was not significant, but was positive, just it, in the 2 years of the study. And I will need to analyze in between years if I will have a positive effect. If I have, will have significant effect, I'm sorry. Yes, Dr. Stewart?
Is there any effect on the cyclotropin that occurs in the fatty acid in the oil content of the embryo?
I didn't analyze that, Dr. Stewart, I'm sorry. No, in that case, no.
Thank you very much.